Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Shadows of the Past by Patricia Bradley. Narrated by Elise Arsenault. 1. Death unfolds like a budding flower, tentatively, sweetly, unfurling in majestic power. Until then, my love. Until then. Black roses last week. Now spidery words scrawled on a scrap of paper, with Mead Funeral Home printed across the top. Someone was stalking her, and they wanted her to know it. Taylor Martin sucked in a sharp breath and tried to ignore the icy shiver traversing her body. He was here. Hair raised on the back of her neck. She turned in a circle. Heavy clouds hung low, shrouding the tall firs with their mist. An air ambulance waited in the clearing to lift off for Seattle as soon as Beth Coleman's vitals stabilized. Only a few members of the search and rescue team remained at the crime scene, packing their gear. Whether he was one of the men who came out to comb the woods for the kidnapper and his victims, or he'd simply followed her here to this remote area southwest of Seattle, it didn't matter. What mattered was that he'd been close enough to touch her, to put the note in her pocket, to kill her. An artery in her temple pulsed. He had to know she volunteered her profiling skills to the Newton County Sheriff's Department. A puff of wind brought a light fragrance. Old Spice. The scent her dad had worn. She frowned, seeking the source of the aftershave, but only encountered Dale Atkins striding toward her. The leathery-faced sheriff was her advisor and, tonight, her chauffeur. It wasn't him. Dale was a gray flannel man. Perhaps the stranger with him? Her gaze flicked over him, barely registering the broad shoulders, plaid shirt, and jeans. No, too young for Old Spice. She looked past him and realized the scent had dissipated. Had she imagined it? The sheriff touched her arm.
You're white as a sheet.
She held up the scrap of paper. Old Spice tickled her nose again. She sniffed it and made a face. Aftershave lingered, potent. Another piece to add to the puzzle.
Taylor, what is it?
This was in my coat pocket. She shoved the paper at him. Someone wants me dead. Dale scanned it, his eyebrows pinching together in a frown.
How did it get there?
I don't know. Taylor wrapped her arms across her stomach. He tore a sheet from his notebook and folded it into a pouch before putting the note inside.
Have you worn your jacket all day?
Not all day. Her teeth chattered, and she ran her hands up and down her arms. Lunchtime. I took it off then. Slipped it back on when the helicopter arrived for Beth Coleman. Dale took off his black cap with Newton County Sheriff across it and smoothed his gray hair.
Could it have been in your pocket a while?
No, she fisted her hands. I haven't worn the jacket since it came from the cleaners.
Are you sure?
He waved his hand at the expense of Douglas firs. I know where we are, in the middle of a logging road 100 miles from nowhere. She caught her breath as heat crawled up her face. This was not like her. I'm sorry. Can I see the note again? Taylor unfolded the pouch and studied the words. The cadence and the words reminded her of a student in her victim profiling class. The goth student who'd been popping up in odd places, like the pharmacy and the jewelry store. The one she figured had left the anonymous boxes of candy on her desk. And then the flowers. The black roses were what made her zero in on him. They matched his black hoodie and black jeans and black hair. Black everything. But she dismissed it all as a student's crush. But candid photos and now this note were not things she could just dismiss. Scott Sinclair has been following me, and a couple of his papers had notes like this doodled in the margin. The stranger stiffened.
I don't know what's in that note, but Scott wouldn't hurt anyone.
The word shot.